All right, let's get rid of these Diamondbacks tickets. If you are a subscriber to our weekly email newsletter, there's a trivia question posed there. And I'll give this to you freebie. If you know this and you don't have the answers in our home maintenance calendar in August. So if you've got a home maintenance calendar, it'll be really easy to look at there and get the answer. But if you're really clever and you know the answer, well, you got a chance to win too. What is Arizona's official neckwear? Yes, we have an official neckwear here in the state. Text that answer to 411-923 between now and the next news segment that's coming up here in approximately 6 minutes and 48 seconds. And a random right winner will be picked, and we'll send these to you. You'll be going to the Diamondbacks game Monday, September 3rd. Two tickets with a parking pass to the dugout box. Text, what's the official neckwear of Arizona to 411-923? Let's get to Jim's question. See how we can help him this Saturday morning at 1-888-767-4348. Jim.
Hi. We're getting ready to paint the exterior of our house, there's an awful lot of trim work that we need to have done on the outside of it first. I want to get a new door put on, and the cover for our patio needs to be rebuilt and everything. I'm just wondering, is there a contractor that handles both of those things, or if it would be better off?
One or two contractors. You think the wood needs to be replaced on the patio completely?
Yeah.
How big of a patio are we talking?
The patio itself is about 10 by 20 foot, but the cover over it is only about 10 by 10 foot.
Yeah, there are contractors that can do both. I don't know, depending on your time frame and your work parameters, which is better. But did you hear how he started his comment? There's a lot of trim that needs to be painted. I'm telling you, my perfect maintenance-free house, no wood and no drywall. It eliminates both these problems.
You were saying?
I didn't hear that. What?
Oh.
We were talking about painting before we had you on the air, too, as well. So, by the way, I'm not available for painting.
But yeah, so you can go to rosieonthehouse.com, put in your zip code, and then type in general contracting, and the general contractors will show up. You could also go to patios. We've got a couple great contractors that specialize in just patio work, get the patio work done, and then get a painter out to do it afterwards. That might be the better route at this current time in construction and economy. Everybody's busy. Everybody's looking for additional workforce to bring on. Most general contractors, they're working on bigger projects. So putting a smaller one like that into queue would be, in a lot of cases, better to pick individual tradesmen that specialize in carpentry work and then get a specialized painter out there, get individual tradesmen would probably be the faster way to go right now. But we'll get you the names of the contractors that are on Rosie on the House to you here during the break and off air. If you go to rosieonthehouse.com, any contractor on that network is licensed, bonded, and been insured. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Bondable. Somebody was the bonding could be a whole hour by itself. It's just so boring to talk about that. So it's not you're bonded, you're bondable. Very technical. Labor, blah, not in the labor, legal, blah, 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 blah. Licensed, bondable, and insured. They've been in business locally here in the state for 5 years. You can't just move in and say, hey, I've been a painter in Washington for 25 years, and I moved down here because I'm retiring, but I'm still going to keep for the weather and painting in Washington is a whole lot different than painting in Arizona. So you have to be in business locally 5 years. They're background checked. When you go to rosieonthehouse.com, a new feature that we're bringing in and we've been phasing in as part of the qualifying process, but now the ongoing process is there's a third-party company called the Guild Quality. You know, you go to Google and you can see reviews that are posted on Google. You can go to any Yelp, all these other sites, all those reviews are posted to that company's website. Well, what we're doing is we're bringing in customer reviews and surveys through a third party called the Guild Quality, and they're still all five-star. We're not managing the surveys and reviews. We're sourcing that out to a third party, so there's a complete separation of church and state. Rosie on thehouse.com, they've all signed a code of ethics and a complaint resolution policy as well. So it's the safest place you can go for any contractor you need for your house, home, castle, or cabin.